Today, Dalet Elul is my grandfather's yahrzeit, and I'm dedicating the Shmuz, Lili the Shmosa, Shachna v'Rav Yeshua HaKoyim.
Amen.
Rav Sol Salanter, the father of the Musar movement, writes that in his day and age, in his time, the custom was that on Shabbos Mevorchim, the Shabbos that we benched in New Chodesh, the Shamash used to announce which month is approaching. And when he announced that the approaching month is Elul, people started trembling. There was a fear. The days of Elul are here. I heard from my Rosh Hashivas, who were in Europe before the war, when Elul came, storekeepers closed their stores early. Shopkeepers closed their shops early. Why? They felt there's something more important to do. They went to shul, they davened better, they learned better, they tried to, they said tilim. There's a certain seriousness about these days. The atmosphere changed. You could feel Elul in the air. What's by us in America, just Labor Day weekend just finished. People are first getting back from their vacation, from the summer. But we're already holding past Shabbos Mevorchim, past Rosh Chodesh, it's Dalet Elul, we started blowing shofar, we said the David Hashem Ori. Do we feel any different that it's Elul now? As a Bachar, I learned in Telz Yeshiva, and there this man, the Elul's man, started Chof Alefov, 9 days before Elul. And it gave us a whole week to get settled, organized, and to be ready when Elul comes. Yom Kippur Kotlin, we used to say, with talis and tefillin. So that way we were able to utilize the whole month of Elul properly. When this man starts, especially in the yeshiva, with Bochum, when this man starts with Chodesh Elul, to get chavrusas, to get the dormitory, if you have a jet lag, you have to get over your jet lag, you can lose a whole week of this man. So one will ask, what are we talking about? What is so special about Elul? Rosh Hashanah, we all understand. Rosh Hashanah is a day of judgment. The whole world is being judged for the whole coming year. Serious. Well, what's Elul? But the truth is, if we would fully understand and really feel that the success of the whole next year for everything, Gashmius, Ruchnius, for ourselves, for our families, for Klal Yisrael, for the whole world, depends on the outcome of Rosh Hashanah, then we would appreciate the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the 30 days of Elul to prepare for it. The truth is, we find the concept of 30 days other places, before Pesach, Sholim V'doshim V'Hilchas HaChag Shloshim Yom. But these 30 days is a whole different concept. These 30 days, or 40 days really, of Yivei Slichas V'Rachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes closer to us, to enable us really to do tshuva. And in that situation, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer, we can accomplish much more than during the rest of the year. There are two situations. Elul is ani ledodi v'dodi li. I am to my beloved one, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he is to me. And the Seir Shemay Tshuva is a different situation. There it's Behimotso, Yeshua Hashem Behimotso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even closer. But we have to realize, it's an opportunity of a lifetime. Elul is such a tremendous matana that we have, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to become better. And to enable us, he really gets closer to us. And it's proven that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer, we can get closer also. We can daven better. Everything we can do better if we try. It won't come by itself. But the opportunity is there. We just have to hop around and utilize that opportunity. What's a source that a person can really accomplish a lot now in Elul? I heard this from a Rav Shlomo Brevda Zatzal. He asked two questions, very strong questions. We all know Klal Yisrael, we're in Mitzrayim, they lived through the 10 plagues, Tzias Mitzrayim, then they came to Kriyas Yamsuf, then they came to Maimon Har Sinai. We can't begin to comprehend the levels of Kedusha and Tara they were on. So he asked, how is it possible that 40 days after Kabbalah Satorah, when they were on such a high madrega, was a sudden successful in being machti them in the Cheta Ego. They were in tremendous levels. That's one question. The other question he asked, you all know there are three time periods of 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Shemayim. The first 40 days right after Kabbalah Satorah, until Shavuos HaBetamos, unfortunately, when it was the Cheta Ego. Then Moshe Rabbeinu went up again another 40 days to ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to relent. And Kodesh Baruch Hu said, by Shchodesh Elul, come up again and I'll give you the Luchos Shniyos. Three periods. If you ask anybody which of these three periods will call Yisrael on the higher Madrega, the highest Madrega, of course the first period of 40 days. That was already after Maimon Har Sinai, after all the Nisim and everything. Klal Yisrael was on a tremendous level. And the Satan was machti them. He was successful in making them do sin, the Cheta Ego. So he asked, what happened the last 40 days? Where was the Satan? He agreed that we should get the Luchos Shniyos? Of course not. So why wasn't he able then? Klal Yisrael was on a lower Madrega then. It was after the Cheta Ego. Why wasn't he able to be machti them at that time? And he answered, a very true answer. A person can be on a tremendous level, a high level, ruchnius and everything, but if he's not working on himself, if he's not on guard, the satan can be machti him. You can be on a much lower level, but if you're working on yourself and trying to make sure you maintain what you have, the satan won't be able to be machti you. That's what was going on. True. Klai Yisrael on a very high madrege after Maimon Har Sinai. But they weren't working on themselves. The Satan was matzliach. I'm not saying it's easy, but he was matzliach to be machti them, however you understand the Cheta Ego. Later on, the last 40 days, of course the Satan didn't want us to get the Luchos Shniyos, and he tried hard to be machti them. But they were working on themselves. It says in Pirkei de Rav Elazar, what were they doing then? They learned from their mistakes, and they were on guard, and they were watching, nothing should happen, they were learning, they blew shofar then, it says in Pirkei de Rav Elazar. They were working on themselves. If you're working on yourselves, then the Satan will be very hard for him to accomplish anything. These are the same 40 days that are always worked on ourselves, worked on themselves. We all know when comes Yantif, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, Chazman Cheruseinu, Simcha Seinu, we don't just commemorate what happened then. The same koiches, the same strengths that were then reawakened themselves every year at that time. In Nisan, if a person tries and wants to, he has a koyach to become cheirus from the Yetzer Hara. You have to work on it. Same thing with Sukkos. It's man simcha seinu. It's a time musugal to come to simcha. So we have to know now also, these are the 40 days that our avos worked on themselves to strengthen themselves. Maisa avos simin labanim. Together, that, plus the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes closer to us, it's an unbelievable opportunity. We have to appreciate and realize the opportunity we have at hand. And of course, we have to try to utilize it. Many opportunities. Knock on the door. You can open the door and let it in, or sometimes you can close the door in its face. We have to let it in and see what we can do. Being Elul, I'm sure as the month progresses, we're going to hear a lot about tshuva, what to do, how to strengthen ourselves. I think there's two important points that we have to know. One is that what the Orchas Tzadikim writes in his Hagdama, or the beginning of Shar Tshuva. He says we have to realize tshuva is a mitzvah. We have a lot of mitzvahs, 613. But tshuva is above all the mitzvahs. It's its own category. Tshuva gets up straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He brings the Chazal. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Shemayim, there are seven Rikiyah, or seven different levels, and at each level he found Malachim discussing different issues, discussing Eretz Yisrael, discussing Torah. When he got up to Kisei HaKavod, they were discussing Tshuva. So he says from that, you have to realize the mitzvah is in their own category, because it's really from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a special mitzvah. It's not, tshuva al pider chetev is not shayach. If you kill a person, you're sorry, but you killed them already. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Berachmanis, gave us the mitzvah of tshuva. And doing it, you can connect yourself mamish to Kisei HaKavod. Rabbeinu Yoimer writes in the beginning of his Hilchos Tshuva that we have to be so thankful that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the escape route of Tshuva, and he accepts it, whether a person does it from love, from Ava, or from Yira. Many times people, unfortunately, are suffering different things, and that brings them as Zoyeris to do Tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts everything, and it's a tremendous opportunity. But he writes, being that opportunity is so great, not doing it and taking advantage of it, that is a tremendous chet. The famous marshal he brings, there were five prisoners in jail. Finally, they were successful in digging a tunnel, and four of them ran away. One remained. Comes the morning, the warden comes in, he sees this one guy, he starts hitting him. Prisoner says, what do you want from me? I'm a tzaddik, I didn't run away. The other four ran, go chase them. So he says, no, you don't understand. They ran away because they were afraid of the punishment that there was awaiting them. You're staying here, you're belittling the whole system. There's nothing to worry about, that's why you remained. So that's what the Rebbeinu Yoimer says. When we have a tremendous opportunity and we don't use it, that itself, chas v'shalom, could be a chet. And we have to make sure we don't fall into that problem. We have enough things to take care of. We don't need a new one. Where are the Yetzers? Rebbeinu Yoimer writes two very important Yetzers. One of them we do all the time. Tefillah. What's tefillah? Davening. But there's davening and there's lip service. If a person knows what he's saying and can concentrate and mean what he says, and I'll tell you just an interesting thing. Shmon Esrei. Many times people, when they daven, they think they're talking about the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But it's not true. You're talking straight to him. In this world, we have the opportunity to talk straight to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lachem Meir Esrim, we have no idea if to get to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I mean, very, very sure. It's an opportunity. But we have to realize, so if a person davens with kavana, intent, in Elul, he can accomplish much more than the whole year. What should he daven for? So the Rebbeinu Yoimer writes two things. First thing, you should have siyata d'shmaya. You should have success in doing tshuva. And second of all, another important point. He says like this, we must follow, and we are, to find favor in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's eyes. We'd say, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amcho Yisrael, we'd say we should find favor in his eyes. The famous marshal he gives is a son rebelled against his parents. And it was quite serious, and they threw him out. After a while, the son realized what he did, and he came, and he asked them to forgive him. So the parents said like this, we forgive you, we won't hold a grudge against you, but we don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. You go your way, we'll go our way. Is the son happy? Of course not. He wants his parents to love him like they used to. He says, that's what we have to misfollow. Even doing children. But we have to be mispalel that Kosh Baruch Hu should accept it and want us and like us like he used to like us. That's what Tzei Hashem Elokeinu. That's when we daven. But many times a person just davens, he doesn't know what he's saying, or he knows it by heart and he can rattle it off. That's lip service. That's not called davening. I mean, there's a very famous joke, there's truth to it, but still not. After a person finishes davening Shmon Esrei, you can go over and give him Shalom Aleichem. Why? Because there's a tendency, unfortunately, that during Shmon Esrei, a person's mind wanders to everything he has to do today and to the four corners of the earth. So when he comes back down to earth and he finishes Shmon Esrei, you can give him Shalom Aleichem. Unfortunately, there is some truth to that. The other eighth is to learn Musar. Musar means, of course, the learning swarm, but making a cheshbon of things, where are we holding? Generally, we feel pretty good. Not a big problem. But we have to know, do we make brachas with kavana? How many times are we mesupik? Did I make a bracha or didn't I make a bracha? Sometimes we wake up late, we don't say krishma bisman, there are many things. I can't even mention one thing that many times people can forget. There's certain places people are makabel Shabbos early, way before shkia, and they daven, fine. But you have to say krishma again. And many times you come home and you have a meal, people can forget. I mean, there's so many things that we have to make a cheshbon. That's very important. Otherwise, we'll always think we're tzaddikim and we'll never change anything. Because generally a person feels he's pretty good. I just want to mention a few points that I think make it a little harder for us to really try to change or take the din, the mishpat, very seriously. This year, we're coming to Tavshin Ayin Zayin. Last year, or the present year, is Tavshin Ayin Vav, Ayin Hey, Ayin Dalet. I made it through all these years, I made it through. What do I have to worry about? If anything, I'm better than last year. I've done mitzvahs, I've learned a lot of Torah. What do I have to worry about? I made it through already. So why shouldn't I make it through this year? This I heard from Moshe Aaron Stern. He said it over, but first of all, we're not sure we made it through. We'll explain in a minute. Second of all, even if we made it through, who says we made it through? Many times, how's Klai Yisrael zoche to a good year? And the schusim and the merit of the tzaddiki gedoyli ador, they pushed us through. Not that we made it through on our own merit. And unfortunately, during the year, many of these people pass away. In fact, in the last 2 years, Klai Yisrael lost two foremost Rosh Hashivas, the Rosh Hashiva of Or HaChanor of Moshe Chodesh, Rosh Hashiva of Mir Brachvog, Rabbi Finkel, who was known to be one of the tzaddikim of the world. Mamish, could be the world stood on him. We don't have him. So we can't, even if we made it through, we can't just rely on it. We have to see to make it through on our own merit, not just through other people's merits. But besides that, who says we made it through? There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Tezayin on the Beis. Everybody knows the Gemara. It says on Rosh Hashanah, three Sforim are open. Tzadikim Gemurim, Rishoyim Gemurim, Shlosha Sforim Niftachim Rosh Hashanah, Rishoyim Gemurim, Tzadikim Gemurim, and Beinanim. Tzadikim Gemurim, Nechtovim V'Nechtomim Laot El Chaim, signed and sealed for life. Rishoyim Gemurim, Nechtovim V'Nechtomim Laot El Misa, signed and sealed for death. Beinanim Kluim until Yom Kippur. More is a little strange. Rishoyim Gemurim, Nechtovim V'Nechtomim Laot El Misa. What do you mean? We know plenty of Rishoyim that are leading a very pleasurable life, enjoying life. Here the Gemara says, Nechtovim V'Nechtomim Laot El Misa. Tesis asks the Kasha. And Tesis says, the din of this Gemara is talking about Olam Haba, if he deserves Olam Haba or not. But a Rosh who does not deserve Olam Haba, he has done mitzvahs. And of course, Baruch Hu pays for every good act that a person does, he gets paid for it. So if he's not going to get Olam Haba, he has to be paid for his mitzvahs in this world. What does that mean? That means when we think we made it through last year, because Baruch Hashem, we're here. It's no rhyme we made it through. We might be living on borrowed time. Chas v'shalom, we may be paying out for the things, the mitzvahs that we did. So we can't rely, I made it through, nothing to worry about. We have to make sure that we make it through this year on our merits. Another problem, and this is very, very common, a person says, yeah, last year I was in the same situation, and I decided I want to become better. And I made up to do different things better. You want to call them New Year's resolutions, to become better. But I started, and it was for a little while, and how long did it last? So you get discouraged if it didn't last. So what, I should try again, and how long is it going to be? We have to know it's not true. First of all, we have to be misbalanced that anything I want to do, I should be able to keep it. And I know people that have done it. I know people that made up Asher Yotzah. You see, they have them all over on the walls near washrooms. I know people that would not make the bracha unless they read it mitoch haksav. I think Rav Shach once said that there was a Gevaltika school of many people. They've been doing it for years. And even if they're in a place that's not so easy, they try somehow to have a sitter. But they do it religiously, and they've been doing it for years. So you have to be misbalanced, we can do it. Second of all, even if we don't, are not able to keep it, but nothing was in vain. Every machshava toive, every mitzvah, every maisa elevates us and cleanses us. The moshav given is a mother sends out her children to play in the summer. They get dirty, their clothes get dirty. Come home, what does she do? She washes them around, she washes the clothes. Next day she sends them out again. The same scenario over and over again. So why does she bother washing them? Because she knows if she won't watch them each time, they'll get so dirty it will be impossible to clean them. That's our situation. It's a chesed. that every year we have this time frame that we try to become better, and everything that we do cleanses us and raises us. Without that, who knows how, pardon the expression, how dirty we would become. So it's a gewaltige chesed. We should not be discouraged. Everything counts, and everything elevates us, and everything cleanses us. Another thing that happens many times, especially in Elul, a person really wants to utilize Elul, take advantage of Elul, and things come up that distract him. This comes up, that comes up, and it's very hard. He wants to learn a full Seder. This comes up, he has to leave in the middle, things come up, they're disturbing, distracted, especially now with cell phones, it's so easy to be distracted. We have to know, true. But there's a reason for that, and we can overcome it. Chazal say, "Kol ha'gadol mechaveiro, yitzor gadol beru." The bigger the person is, he has the bigger yitzor. His nishyanis are bigger. Why? Because the purpose in this world is we should earn our reward. To earn it, not it should be given to us. The only way we can earn reward is by overcoming nishyanis, temptations. Therefore, that's what we get our schar for. So the bigger a person is, the more nisoyon he has to have. To have something to fight against and to overcome it. That's about people. The same thing is with time. The more chashuv the time is, the more nishyanis there are. The satan knows, and he tries to distract us. So what should we do? What should we do? Things come up. So first and foremost, you have to weigh each and everything. What does it mean, weigh? Something comes up. Who said it's so important, b'chlal, if you think about it? If it's important, maybe it can be pushed off till after Yom Kippur. Could be it's important, but who's he have to do it now? I'll just give you a stickle example from my own personal life. I'm in the middle of dental treatment, and I had a tipul shorish, a root canal, this week, early in the week. And okay, usually after that, you have to get a crown, this and that. I asked him, I said, can that wait till after Yom Kippur? He said, of course. So I gained time, I didn't have to have another appointment. Say, a person should know anything you can push off until after Yom Kippur is called Kula Rebbe, if you use the time properly. But if you're not going to use the time anyway, you don't gain anything. But that's one thing. Even things, if it has to be done now, maybe it can be done faster. Even in mitzvahs, we always say that, even in mitzvahs, a person gets an invitation to a wedding. Or at least where I live in Manchester, where it's a community of a bunch of buildings, many times a person doesn't even give out invitations. He puts up in each building an invitation. And each person has to decide for himself, does he want to go or not? So if you're close to the chosen, and your coming will be a simchas chosen run. Simchas chosen kala, it's a big mitzvah. But if you don't even know them, you just say, well, it's a wedding, there's a mitzvah, sameach chosen, I have nothing else to do. Then already, you have plenty else to do in Elul. That's what I'm saying. A person should weigh each and everything to see he has much more time than he thought he has. One last point I feel is important to mention. We're talking about utilizing Elul to its maximum. A month is made up of 4 weeks. A week is weekdays and the weekend. The weekend is basically Friday and Shabbos. There's no way to maximize or utilize Elul properly without using also the weekend. What does that mean? Friday is a long day. We're still on daylight saving time. True, there's the things that have to be done for Shabbos, shopping, but everybody can find time to learn on Friday. There's no Seder in the yeshiva officially, but people can have time to learn. Then it comes Shabbos. Shabbos people are really machmor on all the different halachas. First of all, there's a need to have chamrim in Shabbos. So people have a beautiful meal, chont, kogel, kishke, this type of kogel, that type of kogel, very nice. Then there's a mitzvah, shein of Shabbos timing. So after a nice meal like that, people go to sleep. Then they wake up by mincha. Shabbos is gone. You have such a long afternoon. We have to utilize it. We should try to, sometime, I'm not saying we don't, but if we do, try to do more to learn on Shabbos. To treat it properly at the table, to talk a little bit more about the parsha, whatever we can do. And at the same time, if we slept on Shabbos, so we don't go to sleep early with Tzoy Shabbos, we go to sleep usually later with Tzoy Shabbos than other nights. So you have more time to learn. Push it. If you want to use Elul properly, you have to use not only the weekdays, you have to use the weekend. So if keeping these few points in mind, that we have a tremendous opportunity, Elul is an opportunity. It's once a year, and you can accomplish an Elul more than the whole year. Take advantage of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer to us in Elul. And these are the days that our ancestors, the Avos, worked on themselves. Makes it easy for us if we try. We have to realize that the mitzvah of tshuva is magas ad kisei hakavod. It's a different mitzvah than other ones. We realize we can get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way. And as the Rabbeinu Yonah said, we have a tremendous opportunity, but if we don't use it, it's a tremendous chet. Therefore, we have to make sure that we do use it. We should not be discouraged there, or we should not think that, I have nothing to worry about, I made it through last year. As we explained, maybe we did, and if we did, it might not have been in our own schus, and we're not sure we really made it through. Chas v'shalom, it could be we can be paid off for our mitzvahs. We shouldn't get discouraged with our New Year's resolutions that we saw last year didn't last long. As long as it lasted, it cleansed ourselves, it elevated us, it was matayar us. We should never be discouraged. We just have to try. As we said, we should weigh everything. Things come up, but not everything has to be done now, or it can be done differently or faster. Chaperein, whatever we can, and take advantage of the weekends besides the weekdays, using these machshavas, hopefully, this will all help us to be zoiche, to exceed the chsima toiva, and mamish, the main point, we have to realize this is an opportunity of a lifetime. Everybody looks for opportunities, and we should all take advantage of it.
Both sides, as the Rebbe so clearly stated about using our time for Elo, Rabbi David Goldwasser in Brooklyn wrote this book, where each day you go through Yeruv, what the sages say about Elo.